I'm talking about the English spirit. I mean, what do you think? Grant Swan and Monty Panesa in the same 11 for the first time winning a Test match for this, winning a Test match for the first time being in the same 11. What do you think this pairing holds for England?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a wait, hasn't it? As you say, they bowled superbly well, and I don't really want to sort of repeat what you've just said, because I think you've hit the nail on the head, and I'd also point everyone to your excellent analysis piece you've placed online about, you know, the performance of the two players, who underperformed, who overperformed. I think it's very key that they found the pace of the pitch, Panesar in particular. His spell away from the England team, he seems to have gone away and become a better bowler. Interesting dynamic between both him and Swan. They both started their careers at Northamptonshire and moved away. I think that's obviously helped their career development, because Northamptonshire is one of the very few spin-friendly pitches in England. Panesar's gone down to Sussex. I remember a few years ago Shane Warne said of Panesar, he hasn't played 33 Test matches, he's played the same Test match 33 times. I don't think you can say that about him anymore. He seems to have a lot more intelligence in his bowling, and he's adapted very, very well to conditions. And I also think it helps that England were able to put some runs on the board, and having them both able to attack and back each other up really, really helped, with Swan on his own or Panesar on his own. You didn't really get that same opportunity. So, yeah, very, very happy with the way they performed. And moving from...